When I was about 6 years old, I can remember going to Delphi St. John's basketball games. I don't remember it real well, but my parents used to remind me about this because the Blue Jays had a really good team at that time, and they had an excellent basketball player named Alan Quartercrax, who was like 6'10", actually went to Ohio State, and then later transferred to South Alabama. But I enjoyed so much watching, being a spectator, and when he was out on the court, I guess my parents said I would get so excited and kind of say, like, hey, that's my guy out there. So I think part of it was I enjoyed watching someone in excellence being a spectator, and then there was probably like a deeper desire in my heart to want to like follow after him and be like him and participate like him. But I started out, yes, just as a spectator. And in the gospel today, we hear about the crowds, of course, who followed Jesus, and they were probably amazed at the healings that he effected in the sick. And then they were probably willing and waiting spectators for something also great to happen. And then, of course, we hear about the apostles saying, well, you know, we need to get out of this place. We need to make sure that these people can get something to eat. And then Jesus says to them, of course, as we heard, give them yourselves something to eat. Even though the apostles were probably ready either for Jesus to dismiss them or to come up with some miracle just by himself, Jesus asked them to participate, not merely to be spectators, but to participate. And they protested, of course, that they only had 5 loaves and 2 fish, but we see that it was truly enough. And when Jesus took them, blessed them, and broke them, and gave them, there is a superabundance for everyone. Of course, this great miracle obviously, of course, points to his great gift to us in the Eucharist. But this miracle shows us that he needed the participation of the apostles, and he needed the participation of also the crowd. Probably that 5 loaves and the 2 fish came from the crowd, as it's talked about in some of the other gospel versions of this story. Sometimes I think when people come to Mass, they think it's just about being merely a spectator, that Father is up there, he does his thing, he offers a sacrifice, he talks to us, hopefully not too long, hopefully it's not too boring, and then we just kind of do our thing, we wait, we come up, and we receive communion, and we try to get out of the parking lot as fast as we can. But instead, we are all called to participate in deeper ways, not just by being a lector or an extraordinary minister. Those are important ministries in the church, but all of us have a role and all of us have a part to play. And we're reminded of this every Mass, as one of the responses is, of the priest is, pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours and yours and yours, that's everyone who comes to Mass, may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. Everyone has a great role to play, because the sacrifice of Christ is also the sacrifice of the whole church. And being the sacrifice of the whole church, that means this is the sacrifice of every member of the church. We may feel like we have maybe perhaps little to bring, but everyone is called to make their own offering and their own sacrifice. I've heard sometimes people say, well, I love to come to Mass because it's my escape from the world. Well, that's good, because we can find peace because God speaks to us, he feeds us with himself. But we're invited to bring our everyday lives and offer them here in the Mass. Because yes, this is the sacrifice of every member of the church. The church says that through our baptism, all of us are baptized into Christ as priest, prophet, and king. All people share in Christ's priesthood. And a priest is someone who makes sacrifices, makes an offering of their lives. And of course, everyone is called to do that in their daily lives. And in offering their lives in service to others, and offering their lives to God, and serving God and those they come across, just in those ordinary events of their lives. And everyone is invited to offer their very lives as they come here to the Eucharist, to offer them along with the bread and the wine, because in doing so, God wants to multiply and bless and break those things that we bring, and then feed us and strengthen us and help us as we go forth. Yes, all of us are called to make this offering and this sacrifice in our lives. And then we shouldn't feel like the apostles, like we have little to give. We might feel like we have little to bring. But then, of course, Jesus sent the apostles out to feed the 5,000. Just as we are fed here, we are called also to feed others in our lives. We are called to be living tabernacles as we receive that presence, that real presence of Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. We are called to carry his presence to others, to feed him with our service, our care, our attention, and our offering of prayers, the very offering of our lives. Yes, all of us are called to give. And for me, watching that basketball game at 6 years old, later, of course, I played basketball, but I realized that, gosh, I didn't quite have the talent, I didn't have what it takes to be that star that Alan Quartercrax was. And we may feel like we have little to offer, but we don't have to worry, because here in this celebration of the Eucharist, Jesus gives us everything. He gives us what it takes because he gives us himself, so that we can be changed and transformed and also then share him with others. So we pray for an increase in awareness of the grace of this great sacrifice, the importance of all of our sacrifices that we bring. We pray that Jesus would multiply them so that we could grow in our love for him, so we could go forth to welcome, to grow, and to go to make him known among all peoples.